is to stand up on top of my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Stop and Frisk is back in business. Courtesy Mayor Eric Adams, black man, state senator, borough president, Kings County, now mayor of New York City. And in those 20, 30 years, Mayor Eric Adams, no one is going to stop and frisk you. Stop saying, I'm a black man, I know how it feels, and you know, my officer is going to do it the right way. Well, that doesn't happen, Mayor Eric Adams, because you are in a different reality. You and all those black and brown people in the city council, in the state assembly, in the state senate, yeah, in Congress, you guys are no longer black and poor or brown and poor. You all are part of the establishment. You all roll up in nice cars, have great salaries, have good medical benefits. In fact, you guys don't even go to the hospitals or any emergency room in New York City like we do, regular folks in New York City. People who need your help, but you are part of what? The bourgeoisie, the rich black man, the rich brown man. You guys have no touch with reality. You are not in Bronxville or Bronx, New York, where, hey, these officers do what they gotta do. Yeah. And if you tell me that those stop and frisk are legal, then something is wrong with you. I don't know if you're taking crack, marijuana, cocaine, but please, your reality and that of the citizens of New York City, the residents of New York City, the new immigrants of New York City, that is not their experience. I'm hoping that the American Civil Liberties Union do what they're supposed to do and review those numbers and to determine whether or not the NYPD is following the law. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. If you believe that your civil rights was violated by an illegal stop and frisk, give us a call. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Mayor Eric Adams, you are one of them now. And has been for a long time. You are a millennial. You're now mayor. You was borough president. You were state senator. You have served the government well for a long time. But stop calling yourself a black man that understand, because you don't. Peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
This is Idanis Rodriguez, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Eric Adams and I want to remind you that things happen fast on the street. When you're driving, your speed can feel slow, but if you hit someone, it's terrifyingly fast. Drivers, watch out for pedestrians and cyclists and slow your turns to less than 5 miles per hour. Remember, speeding ruins lives. Slow down.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figaro & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Ashley Dawkins, legal assistant at the law firm of Figaro & Associates, and you're presented with this week's immigration news. We begin with, newly introduced border bill will create more chaos at the border, not less. The pandemic-related expulsion policy, Title 42, expired on Thursday, May 11th. The House GOP introduced its first large-scale border and immigration package on Monday, May 8th. The bill combines three separate bills into one, including a bill effectively ending asylum, which previously passed out of the House Judiciary Committee. The package, which is set for a vote the same day Title 42 ends, would transform the U.S. immigration enforcement system and end the universal right to seek asylum. Importantly, the House GOP bill is not expected to become law, as President Biden has indicated he would veto the bill, and there's no chance it will get 60 votes in the Senate. However, the bill stands as an important sign of where the Republican Party is heading as the issue of immigration heats up yet again. New ICE program will put families under home curfew, deport those who fail asylum screenings. Asylum-seeking families that cross the U.S. border without authorization will be subject to GPS monitoring and a curfew and will be deported if they fail an initial screening under a new Immigration and Customs Enforcement program set to take effect soon, an agency official told The Times on Wednesday, May 10. Under the plan, known as Family Expedited Removal Management, migrant families will be directed to appear for an initial asylum screening, known as a credible fear interview, when they reach their destinations. Another new Biden administration policy that limits asylum for those who cross through a third country and do not seek protection will apply to them. ICE will seek to deport families that fail the screening. DeSantis signs immigration overhaul ahead of expected White House run. Ron DeSantis, Florida's Republican governor, on Wednesday, May 10th, signed into law a sweeping immigration bill that reinforces his migrant relocation program and limits social services for immigrants lacking permanent legal status, key political priorities as he prepares to launch his presidential campaign. The signing came a day before the expiration of Title IV. "We are bracing for some turbulent times ahead," DeSantis said at a bill signing ceremony in Jackson, adding, "You're likely to see it get a lot worse." In New York, Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs released 18 informational videos to assist asylum seekers navigate the federal immigration process. New York City Mayor's Office of Immigration Affairs Commissioner Manuel Castro released a series of 18 informational videos in English and Spanish to help asylum seekers navigate the federal immigration system. The videos cover important topics that asylum seekers will need to know as part of their immigration case, including the role of ICE, how to update an address with federal agencies, understanding immigration documents, and what to expect at ICE and immigration court appointments. Since last spring, over 65,000 asylum seekers have come through New York City and have been offered a place to stay. Over 39,000 asylum seekers are currently in the city's care. Meanwhile, criticism for Mayor Eric Adams. Elected officials and advocates joined NYIC in City Hall parking criticizing Mayor Eric Adams' administration for failing to put in place long-term solutions for migrants arriving in New York and suspending parts of the decades-old right to shelter mandates. They called on Adams to evolve his response from an emergency strategy to a permanent one, coordinate with local municipalities and community-based organizations to move people from shelters to permanent housing. USCIS providing documents after notice of immigration judge and BIA decisions about immigration status. USCIS are affirmatively creating and providing documented evidence of their status to certain new asylees and lawful permanent status residents upon receiving notification that an immigration judge or the Board of Immigration Appeals has granted status. Individual granted asylum and lawful permanent resident status are still instructed and encouraged to contact the USCIS Contact Center to request their proof of status because USCIS may not be notified in every case. By providing this evidence, new asylees and lawful permanent residents may seek employment, travel, and obtain their benefits they are entitled to. English-only education is on the decline, but Arizona holds out. As of 2023, Arizona remains the only state with English-only education legislation still in effect. Its law, Proposition 203, exemplifies the ongoing impact of the American English-only education movement that poses obstacles to equitable education for English language learners, especially immigrants. The American English-only education movement refers to assimilationist pressure against bilingual and native language instruction for ELL students in the United States. And finally, Adams no longer Biden's surrogate after blasting White House on migrants. New York City Mayor Eric Adams had said the president failed the city by mishandling the asylum seeker crisis. President Joe Biden's re-election campaign has dropped New York City Mayor Eric Adams as a national surrogate following his public criticism of the White House approach to the migrant crisis. Adams is among several lawmakers who were initially named to the president's National Advisory Board in March, but no longer appear on a roster of 50 prominent Democrats released by the campaign Wednesday, May 10th. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa and Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Income eligibility limits for the Medicare savings programs have increased. If you make $2,260 a month or less, you may qualify for a Medicare savings program to help pay for your premiums, deductibles, co-insurance, and co-payments. Connect with a Get Covered NYC specialist to see if you qualify for a Medicare savings program. Call 311 and ask for Get Covered NYC or visit nyc.gov/getcoverednyc.
Eating mostly plant foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans is good for your health. I use beans instead of meat in my grandmother's jerk-style recipe. And when I'm at work, I get a tofu vegetable stir fry.
I like to get a whole wheat veggie hummus wrap for lunch.
Fresh, frozen, canned, or dried, eat a whole lot more plant foods when you can. For free recipes, resources, and food assistance, call 311 or visit nyc.gov/nutrition.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figueroa and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
This is Idanis Rodriguez, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Eric Adams and I want to remind you that things happen fast on the street. When you're driving, your speed can feel slow, but if you hit someone, it's terrifyingly fast. Drivers, watch out for pedestrians and cyclists and slow your turns to less than 5 miles per hour. Remember, speeding ruins lives. Slow down.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Race, racism in America. America has struggles with itself. Free labor, slavery. Well, when slavery ended, it didn't mean that, you know, people, black people were free. You know, it meant black people were free and we could still employ them for nothing and have less financial responsibilities for black people. It wasn't a moral issue, freeing the slaves. It was an economic issue. And people like KKK Russian Trump, the former president, and maybe the next president again, you know, his philosophy of his parents as KKK members, you know, if daddy and mommy was a KKK, what will he be? It's all about, yeah, as he would say, where immigration issues is concerned, he wants all the people from people of color countries. When you come to America, you should be assimilated, meaning no more of your culture. You cannot be Caribbean, you cannot be African, you cannot be Latin American. You have to be a U.S. person, an American. And what does an American mean exactly? Please. But for white people, they do not become assimilated into America. The Germans remain Germans, the French, French, the Spanish, Spanish, the Italians, the Italians, the Irish, Irish. Yeah. Western Europeans keep and embrace their past. And KKK Russian Trump believes, hey, that's okay. You don't need to be assimilated because white culture doesn't get assimilated. Yes, my listenership. You know, we have to be careful when we analyze what quote-unquote American presidents say. You know, Don King, you know, the boxing guy, Mike Tyson, you know, the one who sung, you know, Jesus Walks, what's his name, Kanye West. These brothers, you know, from different other mothers, you know, what's wrong with them? They love and embrace KKK, Russia, and Trump. And those are the contradictions that we have in our community. Other contradictions where black affairs is concerned is an African-American, you know, or Caribbean black or black from any other place other than America, there seems to be tensions. So why is white people understand that white is right? Black people don't understand that black is right. And those wars or hidden agendas, what have you, is part of the reason black people as a whole are failing in America when compared with white people. You see, love is the answer. When you look in that mirror and you see black, be proud. When you look in that mirror and you see black, hey, say, listen, man, we got to work together. And when the NYPD or the Los Angeles Police Department or the Detroit Police Department stop and frisk, they don't ask, is this black man an American or is he from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America? Your civil rights will be violated. You will be killed if they get the opportunity, meaning they have a proper excuse to kill you. Yes. One of the biggest motivations for me remaining in America, Brian Figaro, the law firm of Figaro & Associates, was to be part of this civil rights movement, fighting for our rights and taking on America and its ugly little secrets. You see, sometimes we are motivated to do things in life, whether you want to be a doctor, a plumber, a carpenter, a nurse. What motivated me to be a lawyer is to be a warrior for my people. Yes, warrior. And one of the areas of law that you have to practice to be a warrior for your people, besides civil rights, personal injury, and immigration, is, yeah, love. and intelligence and being truthful and communicating and, you know, practicing what you preach, so to speak. But civil rights law is very important. But I prefer to look at it as human rights laws. Why? Because, hey, it is human rights, you know, legislated as civil rights. But all the civil rights laws that have been passed, one of the biggest beneficiary is white women, yes. So it is human rights. It's universal. And when, you know, we talk about immigration, we also have to talk about civil rights. We have to talk about how African Americans were disenfranchised by a racist immigration policy favoring Western Europeans. Because when slavery ended in 1869, the African American population was almost 20% of the U.S. population. That means 20 votes in 100. However, from 1869 to the 1960s, these white people brought white people here. 70 million Western Europeans and only half a million that were black. Therefore, the African American population was reduced from almost 20% to what? 12, 13%. So African Americans lost 7, 8 votes in every single election, meaning their political power dwindled. Yes. Was this a mistake? Was this, you know, just natural? Are you kidding me? You know, people in Congress, you know, when the Republican caucus, it's like a KKK Klan rally. It's like the KKK has a part of the government that we do not want to acknowledge. And this is America. And that caucus is very powerful. They blackmail the U.S. government in so many different ways. That laws that should be passed for everyone doesn't pass. For example, healthcare reform. Imagine the richest country on the planet just watch Americans die, especially those of color. Because the healthcare system is not a healthcare system that serves all Americans, far less the issue of civil rights. If your civil rights have been violated, give the law firm a call, visit our website, the civil rights section, so you could understand your rights. And the number to call, the number to keep, and the number to share for our civil rights issues is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. If you are a member of the KKK or any other hate group, please do not call me. Peace.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro and Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro and Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro and Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro and Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro and Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
The biggest risk when it comes to family wealth is when loved ones don't understand your wishes after passing on. Communicating your long-term wishes ensures that your family gets the message long after you're gone. One good way to ensure that your will is carried through is by doing a video with us at Forever Legacy. We can provide extra protection for your legacy. This way, there are no familial disputes or misunderstandings. You can rest easy, knowing your wishes have come to pass. Schedule an initial consultation with us today. Call 855-768-8845.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Hi, my name is Brian.
Hi, my name is Michael Figaro.
And you're listening to Ask the Lawyer
with our father, Brian Figaro.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Mayor Eric Adams, you are right. We have to put some of these immigrants that are shipping from Texas or Florida in the suburbs. Man, I wish I could live in the suburbs. So what you are suggesting and what you should implement is a great idea. Why do we want to put these people in hotels in New York City, in neighborhoods that they cannot even afford food in? And if they have to work, and we know they have to get a work permit, why not put them in the suburbs where housing is more readily available and more affordable? It is what we call good government decisions. Now, we're not talking about your lack of movement on the most recent chokehold debt in New York City. You were wrong. But what we are talking about, though, is what? These immigrants coming from overseas that need to be housed immediately so that they have some sort of, you know, great space for themselves until, obviously, they get permission to work or we get funding, more funding from the state or the federal government. Those people who are opposing you, they are very tiresome. And what I'm talking about is these WFP, Working Families Party, white liberals in New York City. You see, sometimes when people oppose an issue, and this happens quite frequently here in New York City, what's the agenda of the white liberal? Because like the white Republican, and because there's no, I believe, liberal Republicans, They have a, I don't know, I believe they think white. And when I say think white, you know, to them, you know, when they talk about empathy and love and whatever, I think it's one thing for people to say that you should be housed in New York City rather than in the suburbs. But what's their reasoning? Is it, where's that reason? Is it a political reasoning? Is it a reasoning of empathy? Is it a reasoning of love? Because time immemorial in this country, white liberals, they don't live in our neighborhoods. Yeah. A white liberal goes home to a Republican neighborhood or a white neighborhood. And when their children marry white people, and it may be a Republican or independent, I don't know. But their whole system. And if these white liberals don't know, America, Brooklyn, New York, for example, is segregated. All these schools are segregated, and the segregated school do worse other than other schools. And they are not funded a little more so that they could achieve these goals of educating people whose English, you know, English is their second language. So when we talk about these issues, you know, at the end of the day, it's like in old South Africa and maybe South Africa today, where we have a segregated society. The white people will go back to the white townships and black people will go back to their black townships. Yeah. And, hey, what is the difference between South Africa and America? And when we talk about America and England, hey, violated the Africans in South Africa, their human rights for a very long time. If they responded to apartheid in South Africa like they responded to the European law war with the Ukraine and Russia, whoa, real double standards. But it is what it is. America says what it has to say, does what it has to do, and ain't care what nobody think or what nobody do. So white liberals, please, you know, why don't you go upstate with the immigrants, live in the communities in upstate New York, outside New York, whatever, and if you really want to help them, follow them. And that would be great. My name is Brian Figure of the law firm Figure & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Mayor Adams, let these people go in the suburbs so that they could have a decent life. Peace.
This is Idanis Rodriguez, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Eric Adams and I want to remind you that things happen fast on the street. When you're driving, your speed can feel slow, but if you hit someone, it's terrifyingly fast. Drivers, watch out for pedestrians and cyclists and slow your turns to less than 5 miles per hour. Remember, speeding ruins lives. Slow down.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
The the United States is consistently ranked among the best internationally for its competitiveness. Are you planning to start a new business or branch of your business in New York? Attend our Chamber Coalition's 5-week webinar series, Small Business Sense Bootcamp. We provide education and business preparation for small business owners and startups. Learn the basics of business planning, how to finance your business credit, marketing, and social media strategies. Small Business Solutions, legal, tax, accounting, banking, and insurance, and how to do business within New York City, New York State, and corporations. Register at startupsbootcamp.eventbrite.com.
Let's Get Covered NYC. Health insurance plans that fit your budget are available. Get one-on-one assistance and enroll before the 15th of the month for coverage starting the first of the following month. Call 311 and ask for Get Covered NYC or visit nyc.gov/getcoverednyc to be connected to a Get Covered NYC specialist.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Hi, my name is Brian.
Hi, my name is Michael Figueroa.
And you're listening to Ask the Lawyer.
With our father,
Brian Figueroa.
Good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, and the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Is the U.S. government a love government or a government that destroys families? Many times you hear these Republicans talk about values and family, and families must stay together, and, you know, and when they use this rhetoric in Congress, especially these Republicans led by KKK, Rush, and Trump, and other Republican presidents that have actually lacked good moral character, unfortunately, the last one that I thought was the devil, Ronald Reagan, he passed, an amnesty, you know, for those who came into the U.S. before January 1st, 1982. So, listen, you don't have qualify for it. But, yeah. So, is the government of the United States of America, and we're talking about the federal government, those U.S. senators, 100 distinguished people, and the House of Representatives based on proportional representation, is this a love government or a family that destroys family? Because U.S. immigration policy does not respect the families that come to the United States of America. Why? Well, once you come to the United States of America as a family, yes, let's say you come to the U.S., husband, wife, and their two kids. Let's say they're 4 and 5 years old. Once you come to the U.S. and you overstay your time, by one day, your visa is canceled. Once you overstay by 6 months, it means that you have accumulated unlawful presence and you're subject to a 3-year bar if the U.S. Once you overstay by a year, you have accumulated unlawful presence, which now bans you for 10 years. Which means once you're here, maybe they don't want you to leave because you are cheap labor. However, these families come into America. How can they legalize? What are the, you know, what is the relief for people who come here and overstay? And basically, the only category available to people who come to the U.S. and overstay their time that are married, like those who are single, are if you have a child 21 years or older, a U.S. citizen petitioning for you. Or you are 21 years or older, a U.S. citizen petitioning for your parent, or a parent petitioning for their child, 21 years or older, a U.S. citizen. Or you get married to a U.S. citizen. And in order to get married to a U.S. citizen, for that family that came here, they have to get a divorce. Does that promote keeping families together? No. Was this a deliberate act of Congress? The Life Act of December 21st, 2000, signed by, you know, non-family person, President Clinton. Well, you know, he's the one who said that he, you know, that oral sex is not sex. Yes. Poor Mrs. Clinton. Yes. So maybe that kind of like explains why he thinks that, you know, immigrant families shouldn't be qualified for a green card, that the husband really has to divorce the wife or the wife vice versa in order to legalize here. Maybe he wanted a divorce from, you know, is Hillary your name? Yeah, Hillary Clinton. But he couldn't ask her for a divorce because, hey, he's the president of the United States of America. And he just decided to have an affair. Whatever the rationale for President, lack of family values, Clinton, and I don't think he was a good president. Believe me, when you look at his track record of the legislations passed during his tenure, please, why are the Obamas close to him? Damn. Anyway, so U.S. immigration law is not friendly to whom? Yes, families. In that family, when they come here to the U.S., not only is the option a divorce, how about them two children? Well, if they get a divorce, married a U.S. citizen, the husband's new wife or the wife's new husband could petition for those children as long as when they get married to this U.S. citizen, their children is less than 18 years old, even though they're undocumented and they're here in the U.S. As I said, that's the exception to the rule, which is the obviously ban on legalization for people who overstay their time in the United States of America. Yes, immoral Congress, immoral Senate, immoral U.S. government, immoral President Clinton. Damn. Whoa. You think that the Republicans might be doing this? Well, hey, you know, it makes no difference, a Democrat or a Republican, where immigration law is concerned, because both parties dominated by white people are more interested in white power and not interested in, obviously, you know, endangering non-white children and marriages. My name is Brian Figueroa, the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So when you wives and husbands out there send your spouses to America and they end up divorcing you in the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, this is the dilemma that they're in. What can they do? How do I tell my wife? How do I tell my husband, in order for me to legalize, I have to divorce them? In order for me to petition for my children, I have to find a new wife or new husband. And this is no mistake, my people. This is the U.S. government, like what they have done to African Americans throughout U.S. history, they do to people of color coming from all over the world, Africa, Latin America, the Caribbean. They want to destroy us, not only economically, but spiritually. And this is the unfortunate truth of America, and that is why there's no comprehensive immigration reform, because the Republicans and the Democrats have no love lost for us. What they see us as is what they talk about in the Bible. Gentiles? What were Gentiles? Check your Bible. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, Figueroa & Associates, go to www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Love your family. Peace.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
Protect yourself, loved ones, and assets. Stop putting off estate planning. Now is the time to take concrete steps to establish an estate plan. It's also a good idea to start thinking about what could happen before your death in case you are unable to handle your own affairs. Attend our 5-week estate planning, wills, trusts, and probate webinar series. Remember, estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Register at estateplanning.eventbrite.com.
Attend our 5-week leadership training for faith-based leaders and team. Our experience is that less than 2% of faith-based organizations are prepared for first-time visitors. If thousands of people in your community don't go to a faith-based organization but need to, why doesn't God send them to your organization? Is it that you aren't prepared for a first-time visitor? Take advantage of this empowering 5-week webinar series, giving guidance on being the best faith-based leader you could be. Register at executivefaithbasedleader.eventbrite.com.
The biggest risk when it comes to family wealth is when loved ones don't understand your wishes after passing on. Communicating your long-term wishes ensures that your family gets the message long after you're gone. One good way to ensure that your will is carried through is by doing a video with us at Forever Legacy. We can provide extra protection for your legacy. This way, there are no familial disputes or misunderstandings. You can rest easy, knowing your wishes have come to pass. Schedule an initial consultation with us today. Call 855 768-8845.
Do you want to be a paralegal, or are you planning to go to law school? Our Chamber Coalition's online paralegal program is the right program to get you started. Some of the areas of law include contracts, property law, tort liability, civil procedure, constitutional law, immigration, civil rights, estate planning, wills and trusts, and matrimonial, plus legal research and writing, legal marketing, and small business. We also use Cali, which is used in law schools, and you get extra certificates from Clio and LexisNexis. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
This is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for listening. Remember, this is your opportunity for a legal consultation on any issue or concern that you may have. Take care of your business before your business takes care of you. The number to call, the number to keep, and the number to share is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Mental health is wealth, especially during Mental Health Awareness Month, which is celebrated in May. In the words of Maya Angelou, nothing can dim the light that shines from within. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well.